Earth and Sky.
This is Earth and Sky. Scientists can now identify disturbances in Earth's atmosphere on a global scale, whose source is activity on the sun.
This is what scientists call space weather. It happens when the sun emits huge bursts of charged particles that cross space to the Earth. In the past, the effects of this space weather were observed locally. Now scientists can see the effects globally and understand how and why the disturbances evolve with time.
This erosion of the plasmasphere causes dense plumes of plasma to snake their way across the upper atmosphere of the Earth over the continental United States.
That's Jerry Goldstein of Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio, Texas. He helped create a computer model used to study space storms. He said that the plumes of plasma from a space storm can scatter GPS signals from satellites.
And that can lead to large errors in the accuracy of the GPS signals, sometimes as large as 30 meters, large as a football field. And you wouldn't want to be driving your car, letting the car sort of drive itself using GPS and MapQuest, and then suddenly the car thinks it's a football field away.
Goldstein's work will be used to help predict the impact of these space storms. It's important because they can disrupt global communication signals.
For today, that's our show. We hope you'll join us at earthsky.org in celebrating 15 years on the radio. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
At earthsky.org.